Brett Hollander back here on WBAL, joined now by Orioles closer Zach Britton from our nation's capital. Zach, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing well. Doing great, actually. What an uplifting win last night. It's been talked about a lot. Chris Davis has spoke to the media a lot during his struggles. Buck made reference to this last night. It feels like everyone's rooting for Chris to really succeed. Obviously, he's a teammate of yours, of course, but to see a guy like him struggle so much and try so hard, how did it really make the club feel seeing him succeed in such a big spot last night?
That was great. I mean, everyone was really excited for him. You know, we know that it's just a matter of time before he gets hot and he starts contributing the way that he wants to. So, you know, last night in a big situation for him to put us up with that home run was really nice for us. You know, for him and for us to kind of be there and support him and let him know that, hey, you know, it's going to turn around for you. Just keep battling, doing your thing. We know how hard he's working, so it's nice to see him get some reward out of all that hard work.
Now, it's interesting, Zach. I don't know what would have happened if the Orioles didn't score six times in the 11th inning. I'm assuming a lot of guys, including yourself, were unavailable last night to go. It would have been interesting to see how long Buck would have stayed with McFarland. Would he have put in DePaula in the game at some point? Were you guys told in advance how it would work in case of what has to be considered a worst-case scenario, extra innings after playing three games, including a 12-inning affair, in about 36 hours heading into D.C.?
Yeah, it's a tough situation that we're in, but you know, Buck does a really good job of managing the bullpen, giving guys days off. And the one thing that he does, I mean, if you have a day off, he's giving you the day off. You know, he's not going to tell you, and all of a sudden you're pitching in the seventh, you know, eighth inning. But yeah, you know, TJ's picked us up big time. Same thing with Darren. I mean, Darren's been unbelievable. He's been our best guy down there the whole year. And he's always been consistent. You know, his whole career, you look at what he's done. And he's just rock solid down there for us. And again, you know, last night, giving us two big innings, and then TJ coming in and shutting the door down and allowing us to score those runs.
What's your sense of this team right now, Zach? You guys are a season high, nine games better than 500. You seem to be hitting your stride right now, heading in to the final days before the All-Star break. You've opened up just a bit on the American League East field, just three games, but that's still three more than it was about a few days ago even. What's your sense of this team and where it is right now?
Oh, we're in a good spot. You know, going into the All-Star break, obviously we still got some games left, but if we keep playing and we keep getting the pitching and the offense that we're getting right now, we're going to be really tough to beat. And that's what we knew coming into the season. We knew that we had a good team, and if everyone kind of did what they were supposed to do, that we'd be a real tough to beat and be right where we are right now. So as long as we play consistent baseball and get the pitching and the offense that we need, and you know, us as a bullpen come in and keep the game close and maintain those leads, I think we're going to be in a really good spot come September.
Orioles closer Zach Britton with us here on WBAL. And, Zach, I thought you were going to make the All-Star team. I thought you deserved to make the All-Star team. What was your sense of that before the team was actually announced?
You know, there's a lot that goes into that, especially being a reliever. There's only a select spots that they take on that All-Star team. So I didn't have a lot of thought, you know, either way. You know, if I got selected, it would have been great. You know, Darren was just as deserving, if not more so. And I think as a team, we're all kind of feeling for Nick. You know, when Nick's played this year, I thought that he deserved it more to be on that All-Star team. Just been really consistent for us at the top of the lineup. And if he wasn't performing the way that he was performing, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in. So I think we're just a little disappointed that Nick doesn't get that chance to go to the All-Star game.
Zach, how do you feel physically right now? Compare this to maybe making 15 starts anywhere from 5 to 7, 8 innings apiece at the same point in a given year. How do you feel physically?
You know, it's different. I think it's more of a grind on your body. Being in the bullpen as a starter, you have those days off in between. So I think you know, throwing consecutive days, multiple days in a row, it takes a toll on your body. So you got to find a way to be prepared to pitch. You know, from a throwing standpoint, from a weightlifting standpoint, you know, it's a little tougher physically. But also, I'm also only going out there for one or two innings, so I can kind of save my energy for those innings whenever I'm needed.
You said something interesting. I was in a group of reporters when you were asked about your fastball or sinker right now, comparatively speaking to years gone by, and you actually said it's not any better now than it was when I came up in 2011 or had a great minor league year in 2010. This is what I was. People may have forgotten that, but I'm no better now than I was then.
Right. I mean, I believe that. I think a lot of it was you can my arm slide back, get behind the ball with the sinker, I kind of lost it the last year or so, and was able to do some stuff with Dave and Dom in spring training. A lot of mound work in spring training to allow me to get my arm slot back and my hand behind the ball. It was all about hand position and where I was physically also played a big role. I feel like I'm back to where I was in the minors in my first year in the big leagues, and the last couple of years I was dealing with some shoulder problems. So with all that behind me now, I think it was just a matter of time before I got the feeling back that I had before. And, like I told you, this is the way I remember feeling in the minors and the way my sinker was working. So I think the velocity is definitely a little higher, but that's, I think contributed to being in the bullpen and being in a little bit better physical shape right now than I was the last couple of years.
Zach Brim with us. One final thing, Zach. I had your brother on a few weeks ago, Buck, and he's in AAA right now with the Tides at Norfolk. And he got to pitch in a game for the second time this season. He's a 4.5 ERA. We saw you hit in interleague ball a few years ago. Obviously, you're an accomplished athlete, and you can really hit. But I want to know who's a better all-around player right now, Buck, who's playing all over the field, or you?
I think he's definitely better all-around player. He does some great things. He can play so many positions, and I think the thing that stands out about him, and I think the thing that so many guys at this level like about him from the coaching staff, is that he can play all the positions, and then he can hit. Moving him around a lot of times, that affects guys offensively, but he's embraced that role as a utility guy in the minors, and it hasn't affected his offense one bit, and I think that's a tribute to him mentally, how good of he is. As just an all-around athlete.
Yeah, I have a feeling if he was on the 25-man roster in any one of the last few days, he may have actually gotten a chance to pitch.
you never know. I mean, I think there were some guys, position player-wise on the team, that were kind of itching to hopefully throw anything the last couple nights.
Well, hopefully they don't get quite that opportunity tonight.
Right.
Zach Britton, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck tonight in D.C.
All right, thanks for having me on.
That's Zach Britton. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.